Hey guys, it's Sergio of Asian Pop Radio, and we're a little bit behind in our podcast. I do apologise. This is what happened on June the 13th. This is the best of the Jeanette and Jay John show. It includes world's oldest K-pop fan, Cassandra Bredsoil, and one of our team members, Sung, in the studio. If you want to get things in a more timely manner, make sure you do download our app free via the App Store on iOS and Android. Then you can hear our program Monday to Friday at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, replayed a few times throughout the day after that, and of course you'll hear Asia-wide hits 24/7.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up. Asia-wide hits.
The Jeanette and Jay John show here on Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah, Asia-wide hits 24/7.
Look at me, second day here.
Yeah.
Surprise.
I know, you're not usually here on a Tuesday. Wow, aren't people getting more bang for their buck today?
Even though our app is for free.
Yeah.
On Apple and Android.
Apple and Android.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's free.
And on a potato.
Lots of things with that app.
And download our app on a potato, you do that.
How would you do that?
So you put the wires into the water and then the potato on top of the jar and then it creates electricity.
So we've got a good show coming up today.
Yeah, definitely.
We will be speaking to world's oldest K-pop fan, Cassandra Bredsoil. Oversees our news team, so she'll be telling us all there is to know about news, the news of the week. Asia-wide, it's 24/7 Asian Pop Radio. Produce 101, it's me. Pick me.
Pick me.
That's the girl version.
Oh, no.
That's the girl version.
I'm going to get burned. Being... I'm getting thrown out.
Yeah, even I know that.
Sung, take it away.
Hashtag, we get it. You're getting old.
Alzheimer's are kicking in.
Speaking of old, completely disrespectful segue. It's world's oldest K-pop fan, Cassandra. A bread cell.
Hello, sunny boy.
How are you?
Yeah, we're okay.
Turn your hearing aid up, folks. You're going to love this
one.
Big week of Asian pop news, wasn't it, Cassandra?
Oh, very sad week.
Yeah, well, what's on top of your list? What's a standout?
Poor T.O.P. in hospital.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Sad,
cute
business.
Okay, well, often cute people do go to hospital and they do come out still cute.
Some don't.
All right.
If they're lucky, they come out cuter.
See? Cassandra knows what's up.
But yeah, a bit of a shocker, our thoughts are with him and his family. I think the hardest thing was to see his mum just like a wreck last week, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and she shouldn't have been, had to have been put in that position where she's got to, you know, defend what's being said by the doctors and what's going on with her son, and, you know, because fans demand to know the truth. It's really nobody's business but the family's business, and I really felt sorry for her.
Yeah, and quite interesting, like, I mean, you would expect that YG had all the people in place to be able to, comment on these things and release media releases in a timely fashion and all that kind of thing, which I think they did, but I think she just couldn't handle the pressure and she just wanted to come out and say, you know, just back off a bit.
Yeah, well, I think because...
Mums do that, right?
Well, of course they do. Yes.
Sung's here. Sung's here. She beat a kid up at school, like, this morning, just like, you know, so they just looked sideways at her daughter. It's just, like, amazing.
Even though it was a public holiday and there was no school.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Special school.
Wow.
Yeah,
Sung's
that was
daughter was at a special school. Can we back up a bit?
She's one whole special school.
She's got special school. I didn't know that.
You must be rich, though. Yeah. How do you even handle it?
I don't know.
Why have I got Ja Rule in the back of my head just living it up?
extra study classes was what I meant.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Like night school.
Yeah. Ja Rule. What a
anyway,
good time.
Back to top.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, YG, stuff they were coming out with wasn't really true. So I think mum had to come out defend, you know, like saying that he's just sleeping. You know, he wasn't just sleeping; he was unconscious.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. That's what the fans wanted to hear, and because it was just causing more confusion, because there were fans that saw him unconscious being taken into the hospital. So yeah, YG didn't do a very good job of handling that.
It was just a power nap. 15 minutes can save your life.
Wipe off five.
You drink and drive, you're a bloody idiot.
I love Australian rules.
Mate. Look, and I guess the thing is, like, they probably should have contingency plans in place, right, for when things happen. And, you know, it's inevitable this stuff's going to happen eventually.
It has happened before.
Why not just come out and deal with it head on and say, this is what's happened, but talk to the mother, of course, or the you know, whoever's, the next of kin, and try and decide together what should be said and done, but use it as an opportunity to educate kids. Like, Top's got himself in a bad way, you know, he is going through a tough time, he's done this thing, he's regretful, he's in a bad way, he's going to make up for it, and he's going to come out when he's all refreshed, and he's going to talk about what he's done, and try to educate the kids to make sure they don't make the bad decision themselves. Do you know what I mean?
Make something good out of it. But I think, you know, but it's the same as when you look back at how they handled the young fella from Winner that left with depression.
Taehyun.
You know, Taehyun. And, they didn't really handle that very well either. And, you know, they've been, you know, and other companies as well have had opportunities of being able to use things like that to help better the community, but they just choose not to. It's still a bit of a shameful thing.
Is it more, do you think, the record label protecting their image, or is it just a cultural thing that you don't talk about stuff?
Both, I think. Yeah,
I agree.
Sadly.
I agree with Cassandra.
Yeah. Girl power.
It would have been much better if you all just went quiet and didn't answer.
Yeah.
We don't talk about it.
Yeah.
We don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Impossible for the rug.
Anything else notable, Cassandra?
Well, just having a look at the news this morning, I think Jackson's in a bit of trouble over his hairstyle. Have you heard about this?
Wow.
Dreadlocks.
You thought the news was big last week. Jackson is on the headlines.
Dreadlocks, apparently.
Dreadlocks.
He's done it. Let's look at a picture.
Have you? Yeah, Pepsi ad.
A Pepsi ad?
Yep.
I saw the post of it. I didn't read it.
Is Pepsi that big in Korea? Like, Pepsi don't usually promote in Korea. They sort of go for Vietnam and everything, don't they?
I think it might have been China the ad was for, actually.
That makes sense. It's more of a developing market. So Pepsi's returned a heap of Michael Jackson ads. Going back a little bit there. Hashtag we get it. Some time ago.
BTS fire.
Jackson, God7, dreadlocks.
Yeah, upsetting a lot of fans.
But they're not that.
Cultural misappropriation.
But isn't this hairstyle the trend right now?
Yeah, and apparently he's received about over 70,000 negative comments on his between his Twitter and Instagram. And,
but what about Tae Young?
Well,
they've all gone down the dreadlock path at some stage. And shouldn't, as a Caucasian or Asian, shouldn't you be allowed to have dreadlocks? It's just hair. Is it really that culturally offensive? I don't know. Like, let us know if you think it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a Caucasian person, I don't know, but I know there are a lot of African-American people that do feel it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
sorry,
then there are
others
that I...
Sorry, I didn't laugh at that. I laughed at a picture that came up on Google. I just need to clarify.
Okay.
Just clarifying, someone's got a face mask on. I think we need to get to the bottom of it, Cassandra, so we should make a post on our Facebook page. So head to fb.com/AsianPopRadio. Is it appropriate or inappropriate for Jackson to be donning dreadlocks? That's what I want to know, guys. Quick around the table. Song, appropriate, inappropriate?
I don't know.
What was the question?
is it appropriate for Jackson to have dreadlocks?
If it's for an ad, it's okay. If it's just life thing, it's appropriate. Yeah. You can't claim a trend.
I think it's appropriate. Yeah. I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think it is too.
I think if we want to break down barriers and break down stereotypes and all come together, we should be all allowed to wear the same hair.
Do you know who Post Malone is?
What?
Post Malone? He's a famous rapper that's like coming up right now.
Right.
He has dreadlocks. Sorry, he has braids.
All right. They're quite tame dreadlocks as well. They're very small dreadlocks.
There's nothing wrong with it. Someone just twisted his hair.
Yeah, it's not like Tae Young's thick dreadlocks that we can see.
I love Tae Young.
Right.
In this case, though, Jace, I don't think size matters.
Put it out there if you're feeling self-conscious. Size does not matter.
Sorry,
it's the way you rock it.
Thanks, Cassandra.
All right, guys. Chat to you
you're
later.
Off the hook now. Go back to that exam, your assignment you're working on.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Asia Pop Radio. Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Sung.
Hi.
Plot twist. Plot twist.
Did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming.
Hey, do you like... That was G-Dragon, Untitled. Do you like the track?
Oh, yes.
God, I like that. It's another new song.
It was not supposed to be the title track. It was supposed to be another one.
Yeah,
is that why it's called After?
Now it's the Untitled track.
Got you. Yeah, Untitled track. It was supposed to be another one. I'm not going to say it because it's a rude word.
Ah.
Say it, song.
B.
Okay.
S. I'd say.
All right, cool.
You're too cute. Stop it.
Yeah, I know. She's so, really.
I'll say bullshit. There we go.
She's got a daughter. She needs to. If she says bullshit, then her daughter can say potty mouth. She can have a potty mouth whenever she wants.
Her daughter can say potty mouth.
Potty mouth.
You know what we say? We say George Bush if we want to say that word.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's not as offensive.
I think it's very inappropriate to be talking about Bush around your daughter.
Especially George's Bush.
And any Republican. That's it. That's it for today's show. Thank you to everyone that got involved. Don't forget Family Law tonight, the premiere. Well, it was up on Facebook at 5 o'clock, so I'm hoping it's still there.
I think it might have passed by now.
So, Juby, you might need to go back and edit out that bit that we referred to as 5 p.m.
Because we air at 7 p.m. So, it's already passed.
Wow. Yes, the secret is out. We recorded this early in the day. But, yes, Family Law, make sure you get onto the SBS Australia Facebook page and check it out. Good to see Season 2 back. Thanks to World's Oldest K-pop fan, Cassandra Brentzell. Thank you, Sung, for coming in for another day. It's been good to have you
here. I hope you're here all week.
Thank you.
You're going to stay all week? Totally welcome.
Oh, thanks.
Good. Shall we go to another Asian
Hit? Let's go. What an honest mistake.
Yeah, because Darren is going to be on our show on Friday from Malaysia.
Miss Darren.
Yeah, well, you're going to be talking to him soon.
Do you think we could hold hands?
Not really. It's via phone. Asian Pop Radio. Guys, if you like that, make sure you subscribe to our podcast feed on iTunes. Search for Asian Pop Radio. Be great if you could rate and review us while you're there, because that also helps. Don't forget you can download our app free via the App Store on iOS and Android. Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio.